So obviously we're country music fans. I mean, this we basically made our life country music. There are some dudes who stopped by that we have to share with you. Old Dominion have a brand new album out, OD3, which is basically a self-titled album, and they're just fun and cool, and the music is great. We're going to talk about and share a bunch of that with you at the end of the podcast after the final jingle. Stick around for Old Dominion.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and
come on,
that's
man,
how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
I'm good.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
So if the guy from Monster Mash sang the podcast theme, what would it be like? It'd be like on one side of the speaker, and you'd hear, the podcast.
It's awful.
By the way,
somehow worse than it already is.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm doing this accent terrible. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Well, yes, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Okay, where's the joke? I'm waiting.
Oh, knock, knock.
That was our gold from this week.
And the joke, by the way, was, who's there? And he says, boo. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Why are you crying? Yeah. No, this guy, we were doing what are you wearing for Halloween or something silly on the show. And he called, and the way he said it sounded like he was setting up a joke. What are you going to be? Well, yes, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
I mean, doesn't that sound like he's about to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I waited and I'm like, okay, what's the joke? Waiting for it. Okay. Where's the joke? I'm waiting.
Oh.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Okay. Hi. All right. So we're diving in and getting ready for Halloween. This is not the year that we're going to be sleeping in a cemetery. Not going to do the overnight cemetery Halloween thing.
I gave up
once again. I know. I'm glad. Big D for years has been trying to get me to do that, and I, Bubba, am deathly afraid of the demons and the spirits and all that dumb stuff that Halloween is known for. I don't like it, man. Yeah. I don't watch scary movies. The scariest thing I watch is The Walking Dead, and the scariest thing about The Walking Dead are the people, not the actual zombies.
You're right.
So, I mean, the zombies, to me, they're just animals. They're just walking around. They're eating machines. They're like, oh, food, eat.
I haven't watched The Walking Dead. I haven't really enjoyed it since after the first season.
The first season was beautiful. The second season was kind of, then it went through like a weird period of where it was like a good season, bad season, a couple bad seasons in a row. It's back to kind of being good right now.
I've heard that.
But I am about done with the Whisperers. The Whisperers are the latest bad, you know, faction. And I'm about done with them. I'm like, please finish it off. But I think from what I understand, they're, spoiler alert, killing Michonne this year. Or at least she's leaving the show. So it's supposed to be a spectacular exit, is what the rumor is. So I guess we'll see. I mean, Carson would know more about that. She's like the Walking Dead encyclopedia.
Can we talk a little bit about Edward Snowden, please?
Yeah. So Joe Rogan had Edward Snowden on his podcast, and I'm like, I got to hear this. I want to find out what's going on. He's the whistleblower, basically came out and said, yeah, I work for the NSA. The government's been spying on you, and they're continuing to spy on you, and it's illegal. It's violating your Fourth Amendment rights. So he was trying to get to, I think, Venezuela or something like that, and he got grounded and stuck in Russia. So he's been in Russia ever since. And that's what I thought. However, after listening to the podcast, I want to say that I think he's a Russian agent.
You do, really?
I do. Like, it got to the point where he tries to justify how American he is way too much. And he tries to sell the fact that he's a patriot way too much. Look, man, if you've got to tell people who you are, there's a problem. If you've got to convince them that you're an American patriot, then there's doubt in their minds, you know, already. And for me, it just seemed like like he was trying to oversell it too much. And it really, the podcast, by the way, I will say this, don't listen to it. I love Joe. I love Joe a lot. But there's no new information. The only new information was the UFO thing.
Yeah.
And that was Edward Snowden as an IT guy for the NSA and the CIA and all that. He basically was the guy who was in charge of the networks that were communicating to each other. And he goes on talking about how they don't share a lot of information because they all want to have the upper hand. They all want to be the guys who break the story or whatever, you know. So they don't share a lot of information. He said, but in his job, he had access to all the servers with all of the information for all the major spy networks. And what do you call them, companies, organizations? And he said, look, late at night, I would just sit there, and he's like, I went to town just searching for keywords, searching for anything I could throughout this system that would show me proof of aliens. He's like, I had the access. And he said, I couldn't find anything. Not a single thing that pointed to extraterrestrials visiting the Earth. He said, nothing. He said, so sad to tell you, but there's no space aliens.
No,
that's what he said.
And that's what he says, and that's wrong to say that.
Well, he did.
He doesn't know. He
did go on to say, he said, look, if they hid it, it would have been in the deepest, absolute, most impossible place for it to find. He said, they could have hid it. It is possible, but improbable. He said,
think of all the people who have the same access that he had. Why would they put all that in there? If you have something so
not
secret.
Many people, according to him, because, again, here's another thing. He loves himself. According to him, he had special access because he was one of one who had access to everything.
I listened to someone. I couldn't take him.
Yeah. He's kind of smug.
He's very smug.
And I love me. He does the overlap
fake
a lot.
Laugh.
Yeah.
And I think Joe was putting up with him.
I don't know, at the very end, because I listened to the entire thing. At the very end, Joe's like, man, I am so glad I had you on. You've clarified this, and you've gotten... He did nothing. He said nothing. Trying to save you 3 hours of your life.
Yeah, and Joe didn't talk hardly at all.
No. And Joe should have, because Joe would have been much better than Edward.
Yep.
But yeah, so... I don't know. I mean, I talked about it on the radio, about how I now have doubts about... You know, aliens. And if you've listened to us before, I have always been completely sold. I know for a fact UFOs are real. UAPs, if you want to call them that, unexplained aerial phenomenon. That's real. I have seen stuff. As a pilot, I know the difference between an airplane and something that is not an airplane. And I have seen things that you just can't explain.
Okay. So if you believe that because you've seen it, and you've also seen other evidence, video evidence,
like
of
the
tic
tacs and all that stuff,
so that you believe that's real, right? Your eyes aren't deceiving.
I do believe that there's stuff we can't explain.
Okay,
it's unexplained.
I understand. Hang on. So you believe in that? So that's, if you don't think that's alien, then you say it's what?
It could be technology from other countries. Obviously, America says it's not ours. Russia says it's not theirs. China doesn't say anything because they're China. But yeah, there's around the world, governments are all saying that's not ours.
So why isn't that in the files?
It might have been. He said it didn't point to aliens. He said there's nothing in there about aliens.
Right. So he didn't see anything about that technology. That means, and you've already seen it. So that means it does exist, but it's not in there. That means not everything's in there.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I said before. If it's not aliens, I think it could be something like time travel. I read a book one time, Orson Scott Card. It's Passwatch, The Redemption of Christopher Columbus. And it was kind of these people that from the future, they can time travel and only observe history as it really happened, not as we read things in the history books. Because obviously we know the history books were written by people who want it to be taken and interpreted a certain way. So they were watching and this and that. Well, these people make mistakes and they leave things behind, technology, whatever. And I kind of think that maybe if it's not aliens that are coming to Earth looking around and flying their little Tic Tacs around and messing with our fighter planes. Maybe it's time travelers just kind of going, hey, stop. Stop doing whatever you're doing, whether it's nuclear or whatever. Maybe they're trying to send us a signal, but they can't tell us that they're actually from the future, because then we'll be like, good, I'll take time travel now, and we're going to go back and stop 9/11. We're going to stop Hitler. You know, that's the question of, do you, if you find Hitler as a baby, do you kill him? You're killing an innocent baby, but you know what he's going to turn into. That's what I'm saying. So you have all these crazy things. And remember, whatever you change isn't going to just change one event. If you kill baby Hitler, who knows what happens?
You get something worse, maybe.
You might get something worse. So that you've got all these kind of questions. And that's the thing, is if it is time travel, we don't need to have that technology, because if you can travel backwards, it's bad. It is very bad, because we're going to screw stuff up. If you watch Timeless on NBC, that series, you see it all the time. They would go back and change history and make it worse, and it just snowballed. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, getting back to Snowden, though.
Whenever he said that, I was floored. I texted you immediately. I'm like, dude, Snowden says there's no aliens. And then Big D's like, what? Well, later, as I finished the rest of the podcast, just listening to him, I just a mass distrust set in.
And I don't trust him either.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, I'm listening to him going, you know what?
I watched the documentary on him when they were really filming it.
Yeah.
When he was in Hong Kong or wherever he was, when he left after he took all the files. And I was kind of a fan.
Thinking he was doing something. Because, look, before him, we only had ideas that the government was spying on us. Now we absolutely 1,000% know. I mean, that's not even in question.
The biggest thing that I took, one of the things I took away, is saying, you know, when you have your phone and it's not on, like the screen is off, and you get a text message, the screen comes alive. Well, how does it come alive? It's got to be connected already.
Yeah.
I was like, so everything, every time you go out with your phone, it's connected to the nearest cell tower, always.
And it's constantly, every couple seconds, every second even. There's different apps communicating with. I mean, they're tracking you all the time. And not just tracking you, they're tracking everything you do, everything you Google, everything. What was he saying? The AT&T has phone records going back to 1968. Every phone call you've ever made, there is a record of it going back to 1968 or something crazy.
Well, I'm saying, because I don't use a phone. I don't like to talk on the phone, so I'm good.
No, they have all your text messages, too. Going back to, I think, 2006, every text you've ever sent, and you and I have sent some bad ones between us.
That's the thing. No one's safe, so everyone is safe.
You think. But that's the kind of thing. With this kind of technology, every one of us is at risk of being compromised, because let's say something happens and they want to have a certain thing pushed on our radio show to influence people, because we do have an influence. Somebody wants us to do a certain political twist, even if it goes against our core. Who's to say they don't come to us and go, hey, I've got all these embarrassing things about you, things that will destroy, you know, your entire life.
Yeah, embarrassing at the least.
Yeah. But it could be certain things, because we'll say things sarcastically to each other that we would never say on the radio, because, you know, people would absolutely take it the wrong way and not understand a joke. And what if they come and they say, look, I've got all this dirt on you, and I'm going to lay it all out there and put it on the internet if you don't push my agenda. That's every single one of us. You're listening to us right now. You are at risk.
Yeah.
How do you
protect yourself? I mean, do you use a phone that has a detachable battery?
That's the best way, if you want. But you're still, any kind of communications that you send whatsoever out there. Think about and that's another thing, is everything you've ever Googled in your entire life. Think of the worst thing you might have ever Googled.
They have it.
It's on record. And they know who did it.
Yep. And then you start getting into cameras, which are everywhere. And it's not just cameras that the city government's put up for speed, or it's also cameras at businesses or ATMs.
Well, I've got those connected cameras at my house. You know, totally I can look hackable. At my cameras right now on my phone. Oh, yeah, they're totally hackable. Yep. That's why I don't have them facing inside. They're all external. Yeah. I have other stuff for interior that is not networked. And, you know, because I don't want somebody to be able to hack it.
Does it plug in?
Yeah.
Then
that means it's possibly. Yep. Yeah.
That was the thing that he was talking about was, you know, everything nowadays is snoopable. It doesn't matter what it is. Even your phone,
snoopable.
Even your phone, that like you have your office phone, that's snoopable, man. They can get in and turn that microphone on and listen to what's going on in the room. They can turn your phone on and listen to it. They can turn the camera on and look at you.
And if they really think that you're a threat or whatever, all they have to do is point a camera, a certain type of laser camera, at a plant in your house.
Now you're getting crazy.
And they can listen to your conversations by the vibrations coming off of a leaf and a plant in your home. And that is no lie.
And that's old technology.
That's old stuff.
That was, we were talking about that 8 years ago.
Or longer.
And it was old then.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's crazy things that they can do.
I'm sorry.
None of us
are going to have to explain that. Okay. Because it's still mind-blowing.
It's so
to me.
Sci-fi All right, so that it's crazy.
I'll set up a situation. You are outside of a soundproof room with a window, and there is a plant inside that room. You cannot hear what's going on being said in that room.
At all.
You have a camera that is set up, and it's recording. It records that plant. It's just looking at that plant. There's someone in there whose back is turned to you. Okay, and they're talking, or there's music playing, or whatever. Okay, you're recording that, and then they stop. You go back. They can go back, take that footage. I know this sounds impossible. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen myself.
It's crazy.
They play the footage back, and they use a certain technology, and they get the vibrations off the surface of the plant.
Or a piece of paper.
Or whatever's in the room.
Anything.
It can be whatever, because they all do. Yes. They have. It's very, very, very minute, obviously. And they can hear, they can translate those vibrations into sound and go back and listen to what was said.
It's muffly and weird sounding. It's,
yep, not
but
great.
But your words
but
are there.
You can hear the music. I heard some kind of classical piece or whatever. Obviously what it was. You knew what it was. You could hear people talking. That, and they can do it from a long distance.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And like I said, that's old tech. Oh, imagine what they're doing now. I mean, I would have never thought that was at all ever possible. There's no way we can figure out what they're doing now. There's just people who are super smart and have unlimited black budgets, and they just do. They just come up with stuff. I'm sure there are people who just sleep. They wake up and go, oh, hey, what about this?
They have an idea, and they go straight into their workroom
and
their thing.
And they start
thing.
Working on it. And I'm sure, you know, 90-something percent of them don't work. But the ones that do, it's crazy.
Those crazy ideas that you think are impossible sometimes are possible, and, you know, they can be weaponized.
And those are the ones that you won't hear about. Think of the things that our armed forces are using that we don't know about it, man.
Yeah, and that's good. We don't need to know. We don't need to know everything. I'll be very honest with you. No. That's something I actually agree with.
I agree.
We don't need to know everything, and that's good. But what we do need to know is what – I will give this. I don't trust Edward Snowden at all, but I will say this. I'm glad he spoke out. You know, he's obviously he's got a political agenda like he does. And that's something you pick up whenever you listen to him. He does have a political agenda. But I am so glad he spoke out because it confirmed all of the suspicions that we had. And yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. It's so far gone, and our Fourth Amendment rights have been so violated. We have no privacy. You think you're private. You're not. And then we're making it worse by inviting all these smart speakers and things into our homes. And that's just the craziest thing ever. I'm still a holdout. There's no Google, no Alexa, no any of that in my home because I don't want that stuff in there. It's bad enough. My toaster is probably listening. And that's the old joke, but it probably is. It plugs in. Who knows? But there's so much craziness. Those ones with the cameras so you can Skype on your thing. Yeah, the people put that by their bedroom or by their bed, and you know they go to sleep and they use it for their alarm. Yeah, well, guess what? You doing a whoopee at night, and that little camera can be hacked, and they could be.
I'm not even worried
watching.
About that. I'm more worried about.
I don't want them seeing all that because then they tie it into all my other stuff at home. And they'd be like, They'd be like. Taking my text record with Big D and then taking videos of me and my wife. And they'll be like going, yeah, we're going to bust you now. You better tell my agenda. I mean, that's the kind of crazy stuff. It's all like tinfoil hat things. But, yeah, we're all susceptible to somebody coming in.
It means they are too, though. But we don't have access to
it. I was going
to
say, we can't get the stuff they have access to.
Not yet.
But you will. And the company that'll bring it to you? AT&T.
Hey, you guys, do y'all think AT&T is...
a government company?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No. I think they've been...
Because they had that building in New York City. You know, the one with no windows and all that?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like the like nuclear bomb-proof building that they built.
It's a really interesting building. What is...
time to go.
It's AT&T, but it's NSA. It's I think 18.
Let's bing it, boys.
What is that called? NSA New York City building. You know what's also funny to me? As people assume that our names are Big D and Bubba, but we're actually intelligent enough to do this kind of stuff.
I must say, really?
All right, so it's an AT&T building. It's got thick concrete and granite walls. By the way, granite is the stuff mountains are made out of. Basically, they built a mountain in the middle of Manhattan, and it's at 33 Thomas Street, used by AT&T to route communications around the world. Basically, everything in the entire world, all your communications go through this pipeline that runs right through this building, which gives them, you know, unfettered access to everything.
It's an NSA. It's an NSA affront for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know that. I'm one of these people who just chooses to believe that, you know, AT&T just makes a to make a better product.
Documents obtained by The Intercept from the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden did not explicitly name 33 Thomas Street as a surveillance facility. However, taken together with architectural plans, public records, and interviews with former AT&T employees conducted for the article that I'm reading, they provided compelling evidence that 33 Thomas Street has served as an NSA surveillance site codenamed Titan Point.
With an E.
With an E.
Because they're fancy.
Yeah, they is. Yep. Pretty crazy. Yeah. I think it's one of those things like, this is AT&T, but they are working next to each other.
Think about it. I'm going to go to Wendy's and get me a flurry. A Frosty. And who knows what's being routed under that Wendy's. You don't know what all these companies are fronting.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
While we're at it, the guy who hosted the Gong Show was a CIA assassin.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
And you know
who
else?
That's a made-up story.
You knew who else is CIA agent? The cook lady, the French chef.
Julia Child? No, she was.
Yes, she was.
Well, it might not have been CIA, but she was definitely.
She didn't work for the government. She was not a CIA agent.
Okay, well, she was a spy.
She was a spy.
Not a spy.
She was.
She was.
A lot of people say Elvis was an actual spy, too.
Of course.
And here's the thing with Elvis, and this is interesting. Elvis. No. This is crazy. So the story goes Elvis was, at one point, a government asset. I don't know if I'm spy is the word. But what he would do is, okay, let's say Elvis decides he wants to do a tour and it routes him through Shanghai, China.
Elvis, here's where you're being completely wrong. Elvis never left the country.
Ever?
Ever. After he went to Germany for the army,
just turn his
he
mic
never
off.
Left the country. Why? Because I'm making sense?
Yeah,
because
you're
not turning my mic
this
off.
Is not
I will
about,
be on your mic.
This is
not
about
facts. This is about us being weird. Elvis's manager was an illegal immigrant.
So there
so
is
Elvis
a,
never left
there
the country.
There is a new... Holy cow, I binged it and I found some info.
Let's hear it.
All right, so Netflix is... basically starting, this just came out like a month or two ago. Netflix, and it's first I've heard of it, they're starting a thing. Basically, it's a spy series called Agent K. king, and Elvis is going to be depicted as an agent in here, and they're going to show how he was spying.
Fictitious?
Around
this
the
is a, like a.
It's fictitious.
Yeah,
but.
But it's smart though. Listen, there's. Nah, we'll get it.
If I'm the government, I'm saying I'm taking Rascal Flatts, the most innocent looking. I'm taking Dan and Shay, two guys who look like they would, I mean, they're great looking guys, but what I'm saying is they don't look like they're going to hurt anyone. So you say, Dan and Shay, we're going to have you become spies. And what we're going to do is, let's say we want to get some inside info in Malaysia. Well, now Dan and Shay on their Malaysian leg of their
they
tour.
They don't tour in Malaysia,
but
by
they
the way,
might.
Nobody
do you know what
does.
He's saying? They meet people that we
Australia
don't normally meet.
Or Canada. Who knows who we're spying
really need
on?
To spy could be our own
Australia.
Allies.
That's
and
right.
You know who's going to get in there? It's going to be Dan and Shay. No, this is the
they just sit there and they meet and they listen. They just hear stuff. And
Dennis
then they report
Rodman,
it.
Dennis Rodman went to North Korea. Did he do it on his own because he's crazy? Or was he an American asset trying to get in there and influence North Korea?
I'll take option one, Bob. It's definitely option one.
No,
okay, I'm just saying.
There's
you don't
no
know.
Way Dennis Rodman is a government asset.
That's when you know he is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the ones. That's
when you can't wrap your head around the fact that he is, that means they picked the right
some
one.
Some of our friends are spec ops guys, and there's some, we're not going to name who, they look very plain. Like you would never go, oh, that guy's an Army Ranger. Oh, that guy's, whatever it may be, Navy SEAL or whatever. And these guys are probably the best at their job because they don't look like it.
Yep.
And they can get access into places where they look, I mean, they look like business people. And they go in and they have all this crazy, deadly training. Those are the ones you got to watch out for.
You know who would be great assets for the intelligence?
Who? Us.
Us.
We would be great. I mean, we
did. You'd never, ever suspect us.
No.
And we talk to a lot of very important people.
We do.
No, we don't.
We've talked to presidents.
Okay. No.
We've talked to generals and we do. We actually talk to a lot of people. We have a lot of influence.
Yeah, but we talk to like the guy who has a high score in his computer game.
We talk to everyone. That's the thing.
Frankie
That's what would
Ray.
Make us
I mean,
great.
I mean,
That's what
on,
would
man.
Make
oh
us great.
Oh gosh, you two would be the worst spies.
Oh yeah, no.
Because we would get on the air going. Okay, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
So this is what I did this past
week. Oh my gosh.
How do you know this? How do you know that we're not already spies?
I don't know. You don't know.
I do. I know.
Well, you think you know.
Do you?
I do.
You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't
know I do. Everything.
How?
I just do.
Because we don't fit in the spy suit.
Yeah. You don't.
We don't fit in it at all. Well, listen, we're excited to have you guys here to put this on. Oh, boy.
Would you guys like to be Kingsmen? Oh, you'll have to be King Sizemen.
Hey, you know what I just found out? This is a real big change in subject. So I want you to name all the sizes of a bed. Go ahead. Start at the smallest.
Baby bed, twin bed, full size, queen,
and king.
California king and king.
No, king is bigger. California king is bigger than a king.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, but I got the sizes right.
Yeah.
There are two more past that.
Oh, there's a double bed.
I think there's a single or whatever they
double
call it.
Double bed is a
full size.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I
okay. There's
that,
two bigger. There's two more that are bigger than the king size. California king.
What?
There's a Wyoming king, or a Wyoming king, and an Alaska king. The Alaska king is 9 feet by 9 feet.
Why?
Isn't that awesome?
What
that's
that
pretty
for?
Great.
Just so no
that's,
one touches you when you're sleeping.
That's amazing.
That is pretty great. You can have your entire family in your house.
Did you pull it up?
Yeah. I'm
Alaska
looking,
king.
Well, no,
bed.
I'm just looking at all the different sizes.
Oh, I want that. That's not even big. Most bedrooms are like 12 by 12. Hmm. That wouldn't fit. In most rooms.
Oh, they even have a grand king. There's a bunch of sizes. There's
how do you find sheets for that?
There's Olympic expanded order. Queens.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's like 60. Okay, so a queen is 60 by 80. An Olympic expanded queen is 66 by 80.
Mm. So that's someone who's just taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or see,
wider.
My feet go out the end. Like we have a king, California king, but my feet touch. At the very end, like they don't hang off.
Okay, California king is not technically bigger than a king. It's just proportion different. Just
doesn't
go on.
Mean it's big.
It's 76 by 80 is a king, But 72 by 84 is a California King. So yeah, one is longer and skinnier than the other one.
But not really. It's a longer bed.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And a Grand King is 80 by 98.
Yeah. Needs
that's for like tall people.
What do you think Shaq uses? He has got to have one of those.
He's got that big one you were just
talking
about.
9 foot by 9 foot. When your wife's on the other side of the bed and you're like, hey, honey, can you turn the lamp off?
What is that size again? You said Wyoming King is the biggest?
No, Alaska King.
Alaska King.
Alaska.
Yeah, pull that up.
It's going to pull up crabs.
It did.
Ah, it's great.
But I also got Alaska King mattress. Oh, my gosh.
We have people. We go out and bring them in.
We have people here.
Wow, this is insane. That is crazy. Like, you could almost fit a king size and like a single bed on the Alaska King mattress.
You can do what now? I'm sorry.
You could almost fit a king size and a single bed, like a twin, on that mattress.
Oh my gosh!
On the Alaska King,
How much are they?
108 inches by 108 inches. It's a giant square. It's a giant Instagrammable square of mattress.
Does it say how much it is? Is there a price?
I'm looking.
I mean, it's got to be.
I really don't see the prices here. They're just saying they're available. It doesn't say that. And I don't want to go through all that binging.
All the what binging?
All that binging.
There's lots of binging going on.
Lots of binging. By the way, when is Kanye, speaking of the king, when is Kanye going to drop Jesus is King?
I thought it was today.
No, he was supposed to be yesterday. And it was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. And then it was going to be
It's today, it's out now.
I am hitting refresh. I'm going to take a look. I want to hear the new album, and I'm starting to get mad. He better put it out soon, because people are going to get furious. And they're going to be like, "Nah, we ain't going to listen to you. We're going to go back and listen to, the old stuff. We're going to go back to like Graduation or something."
Who cares,
I'm a little bit interested to see what Kanye's making an album about the gospel. That's kind of cool, but I'll probably listen to it once and be like, all right.
Man, there's going to be so many things. You're going to be going, oh, I have a problem with this. I have a problem with that.
Exactly. I don't like that stuff.
Listen, if you're bringing people to the message, good for you. I'm all for it.
Let them figure out what.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
If you're using Kanye West as your expert on the gospel, you done messed up somewhere along the way.
Who wants to testify? I will. I want to say thank you to our Lord and Savior, Kanye.
Whoa.
That's what he said.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Dems are rules. Jeez, that's one of the best.
One of the greatest moments in television history. Because the look on Mike Myers' face.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll never forget that as long as I live.
I can close my eyes and see it.
You can see it.
I can see it.
So
well, Mike
out.
Myers had the little nerdy haircut. Remember, he was the whitest guy he could be.
He's so white, he's Canadian. That's true.
So he's there and he does the little double take.
What are they raising money for again?
They were raising money for the hurricane, for Hurricane Katrina.
Katrina, okay.
And like Mike's reading from the teleprompter, so he's serious. Yeah. And all those affected in New Orleans. And he's waiting for Kanye to say his part. And Kanye just goes, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Why are you not pulling
that up? And then Mike just looks at like.
Oh, he turns and looks at him like did you just say that?
Oh, my God, what just happened? We're on live TV.
And then he almost had a little smirk, if I'm not mistaken.
And then they told him they could shoot us. And that was when they were like, you know what? Gotta cut.
Then they went to, what's his face?
Yeah, so here we go.
The other comedian.
It's like a minute and 51 seconds long.
With the breach of three levees protecting New Orleans, the landscape of the city.
She had the butt cut. Now, I was right. It was like the worst haircut ever.
It's changed dramatically, tragically, and perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch.
Now, at this point, by the way,
he's completely off script.
Because Mike Myers is like turning and looking at him, like, dude, what are you talking about? Stick to the script.
I forget about all this because I just go to the money shop.
So like he stops and then wait.
I've even been shopping before even giving a donation.
Mike Myers,
so now I'm
double
calling
take,
my business
double
manager
take.
Right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give, and just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission.
Mike has now at this point given up with the double takes. He gave him a bunch of double takes, and now he's just staring directly into the camera, going,
"I'm gonna go back to the script."
Yeah,
he's like,
"As soon as it's on me, I'm ready to go to the script."
And to go down and shoot us.
Oh, okay.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
Bring it.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And there it is.
And Mike takes this big, crazy, deep breath.
God!
He takes this
Why is he doing this?
The most uncomfortable deep breath ever, and he just looks over and he's like,
please call.
And they cut him off.
And then they cut off, they go to like Chris Tucker, and Chris Tucker's like,
he's like, that just happened. Yeah, that was one of those moments where you're like, whoa. Anyway, so yeah, I'm waiting for you to drop that album, man.
Oh man, crazy is as crazy does. It was great.
Okay.
I don't know how we're not coming back from that. I think
we're pretty much done. Stick around for the Old Dominion interview right after this wonderful jingle from Patrick.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
George
on
Bush
the radio
doesn't care about black people.
Every day.
Probably.
It was the podcast.
Kanye.
It's tough. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Old Dominion in the studio with us. We're all laughing because Patrick took his shirt off, but he put it back on. Yeah, it was
a good looking shirt today.
Yeah, Patrick's looking good. Patrick's, you know, it's just sexy as always. Just sexy as always.
I think he's been wearing that same shirt every single time I come here.
It's always the same shirt.
Same shirt.
He only
you
has
find
one
a good
shirt.
Shirt, you stick with
he
it.
He lives here, right?
He does. Yeah, he lives over there.
That's how, like, little kids are. Like, you know, do y'all have kids yet? Anybody?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, you know, like, when you have kids, they latch onto one shirt. My son wore a hoodie, I think, for the better part of a whole year.
Yeah, like, that's also called being on the road.
Yeah, but it's like he would never let us wash it. He's like, no, it's good. I'm like, no, take it off.
I envy you. I have four kids, and I wish they all wore one shirt. I have like a department store for laundry every day.
No. That's
do your wives? Your wives throw out any of your clothes like secretly?
No, they would never do that. That's a terrible idea.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. Yeah, I have that. We all have that one shirt. You're like, okay, hey, there's a Spider-Man shirt.
Yeah,
it's got holes.
He tries to like go through the drawer. Like, what about this one? You haven't worn it in 2 years. I'm like,
but it's pretty cool though.
Well, I might need it on a day that you know the moon is half full.
Man, I gotta tell you, I have a closet full of clothes for different eras of life. Like right now I'm in the fat stage, so I'm on that end of the closet, and like you have the thin area, medium era, and then
motivational
the
area.
Yeah. Motivational, yeah. So, like I'll get back to that shirt.
Yeah. So right now I'm on the far end, and you know, you just kind of, that's how I do it. Some people arrange their closets by colors or seasons. I go by fat.
Yeah. Whatever it takes,
whatever
man.
Works for you.
Yeah.
You do you, as I said.
Yeah. Is it normal to wait until the second single is rolling before you put out an album? I thought, like,
what is normal anymore, man?
I don't know.
Who knows?
New normal.
Like, do we have a record coming out?
Yeah.
The first single was out over a year ago.
Yeah. That's why I was like, whenever I saw Make It Sweet was on the album, I'm like, wait, that wasn't on the last one?
Yeah, I know.
Because it seems like so long ago.
I mean, I don't know. To be honest, this album has been done for so long. It just kind of, all the logistics of putting an album out, they keep changing because of the way people listen to music. So it's like, what do we do? I don't know.
Let's you just... guys write a ton of songs for other people. Have you had a regret of like something that maybe you wrote and you let get away and that's somebody else had a hit with it? Or is it okay?
Yeah, we regret it all the way to the bank. Yeah.
Well, no, but you know what I mean. Because
no, yeah, we definitely. I mean, all of those songs, you know, played their part in getting us where we are, and that's the like political answer. But you know, Trevor always says that "Say You Do" was one that we wish we could have held on to, and that that was a song that we were playing a lot as a band, and you know, we were kind of right on the bubble of having success and holding songs for ourselves, and not being able to do that still. So when Dirk's wanted to record that song, it was like, yeah, we kind of got to let him do it. And he did a great job.
What if it had been, you know,
Pete Stinkelstein, brand new artist.
Pete Stinkelstein.
Yeah, Pete's not getting that. Probably would have been like, we kind of got to let Stinkelstein take a step.
You never know. Yeah, Stinkelstein might be the next Chesney. You never know.
They're going to change his name, though, and screw it up.
There was a time where people made fun of Garth Brooks because his name is Garth. So Pete Stinkelstein, he could be big.
Yeah.
Stinkelstein. That's fun to say.
I'm trying to think of
who is the guy that we
Eric Swaney.
no hesitation. Eric Swaney.
Eric Swaney. Yeah, check him out.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of this is the album. Kind of tracking through.
I'm
gonna
dive into Smooth Sailing.
That's Make It Sweet.
I know. I hit the wrong button.
Easy, boys. Settle down.
Down on my knees, and I'm down on my last dirty dime. Red sky morning, it keeps on pouring, just like the tears in my eyes. Looking for smooth sailing.
This would go on your country smooth playlist.
Yeah, it would.
Big D's been working on this playlist, like looking for all the smoothest songs. I mean, smooth is in the name
of this.
It's
in the name, yeah.
Smooth sailing.
Come hell or high water, the sun's gonna shine. Might not need a model, but I know I'm gonna find smooth sailing.
Need to add that one as soon as possible.
I like that song.
Yeah, I just got a little nervous listening to that.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because it's coming out now all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, this is
after
real.
All this time.
Yeah.
I'll never be sorry for loving you. I'll never be sorry. I'll never be sorry.
By the way, guys, I'm a closet disco fan. Oh. I love disco music. And that beat is just hot.
Thank you. You just said it on the radio, so it's not closet anymore.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I just came out. I like disco music. Donna Summer is my spirit animal.
I guess, when's the last time you guys actually heard the music?
Well, that's
because it sounds like you guys are like hearing this for the first time.
Well, it is.
There's it's something different.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like you said, we've already gone through the phase of like we have a new record, listen to it, and then it's been so long. That,
yeah,
I've actually been listening to it a lot the last couple days.
Well, it's also too, like when you're listening to it, like suddenly we're hearing it through your ears.
Right. Whenever you're sitting in front of someone,
it changes how you hear it. It's like, oh, now someone else is hearing it, and now it's just different.
Who do you run the songs through? Like, whenever you write something, or, you know, like, who do you say, what do you think?
I mean, it's ourselves and, you know, through our producer, Shane McAnally, and the label obviously hears it, and our management obviously hears it, but they're all on the inside of the whole thing, of the machine. Yeah, kids are a good barometer.
Because he'll be honest.
Yeah.
This also has that special radio, like,
compression
sauce
on it. Yeah, yeah.
So it sounds really good.
My heart is a bar and I'm closing it down.
I actually wish I had heard the rest of that story because that's a great hook. And I'm like, okay, what's the story? My heart is a bar. I need to go back and listen
to
the whole
rewind.
Song.
Yeah.
Did you say rewind? Did you say?
Yeah.
Just rewind it.
Yeah.
Just rewind it.
That's what you do. Just rewind everything.
So
the album is actually just called Old Dominion. Why did you guys decide to just not give it a special name?
Oh, man, we have a long list of special names, most of them inappropriate. But it just started to feel like, you know, this album was, we were very comfortable with it. And it felt like we were the most Old Dominion that we have ever been.
Everything I hear on here sounds like Old Dominion.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt, we just had a blast making this album. This is like, felt like confidently us.
Yeah, Yeah, you guys are going to be playing these songs for a long time.
I hope you like them.
I hope so.
All right, Old Dominion's with us. We'll take a break and come right back. Hang on. Old Dominion in the studio with us. The album is called Old Dominion. It's the third album from the boys. You know, what's funny is that Brad was just talking about how the song sounds better on the radio, and it has that kind of that you know, when it gets through the processing gear. And it's like, how do I have that at my house? And Bubba, this is all off the air. And Bubba's like, well, you can buy old radio broadcast equipment, and then you can get an exciter, and you can actually have like a little small transmitter that you can listen to your own little radio station, technically within like a half mile,
about a half mile, quarter
so
mile.
Bubba and I used to have a bud of ours, a radio guy, who that. We were going to be in town where he lives, and he's like, y'all got to – he's like us, really into radio. Like, he just loves the
– You form. Have to love what you do.
Right.
And so he goes, you guys, come on over to the house and see my pirate radio station. And we're like, what? So we went over to his house, and he had – it was like a little setup on a desk or something in his room –
But it was all real broadcast gear.
Wow. Done. That's awesome. And it's just running. I forget what the format was. Top 40, maybe?
It was like a top 40 kind of thing. Yeah, so
he had taken old jingles. I don't know if he got them from friends of other radio stations or what
know.
He did, but it sounded so we got it sounded great. And we got in the car and just drove around and listened to his pirate radio station.
That's awesome.
Why is that illegal? That should be legal.
He was in Houston, and it sounded better than anything else in the whole entire city.
By far.
It was like, man.
He had the best liner guys, you know, the voiceover guys.
Right, right.
He had the best jingles.
But you know why? It goes back to one thing. He was doing it.
He cared.
Complete. It was a passion
yes.
project.
Yeah. That's right.
So he cared about it. And it's the same thing with music. If you care about it, if you actually like what you're doing, you're going to put out some great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't have the corporate arm.
No.
Yeah.
That's really how we ever started to find success, because we were trying to write for the radio and stuff. And then at some point we were like, you know what? No one's ever going to hear these songs anyway. Let's just make up cool songs that we like. And that's actually when we started to write cool stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember reading the story about the Beatles and how they would, you know, get into creating new sounds, and they would do things backwards and record them backwards and that kind of stuff. And that's why it stood out, because no one had ever heard of that kind of stuff.
Well, they got into a contest with the Beach Boys, believe it or not. Like,
really?
Pet Sounds.
And, I can see that. Yeah,
the Beach Boys and the Beatles were both fans of each other, but they were also competing with each other on trying to be the next big thing.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I think about the Beach Boys having that certain kind of...
So weird.
Like, wouldn't it be nice and good vibrations?
But both of them managed to be weird and commercial at the same time. You know, like all these weird sounds, but they all were so easy to listen to.
You guys ever made a song where you're like, this is just too weird?
I mean, I think it would be, this is just too bad.
You ever had like a sound? You ever had like a producer who was like, you know, trying to like push the envelope, and you're like, eh.
We definitely, there was a couple songs on this album that we tried in a couple of different ways. And one of them, the last song on the album called Some People Do, we tried to record that probably like four different times and four different ways, and it got super weird at one point. Finally, we were just like, piano is good.
Like, what were you guys thinking? This is the song in the background.
One version is like some Radiohead, whatever. We came in the next day and listened back, and we're like, what's happening right now? This is not right.
We needed sleep when we did this.
Yeah.
Some people quit drinking too much, and some people quit lying. Some people decide to grow up, but it's never good timing. Most wouldn't forgive what I put you through, but I'm here tonight, hoping some people do.
You know,
ooh, I love the strings in the
piano. Part of me would like to hear some of the experimental stuff on this.
That one got super weird for sure.
Really?
Yeah. We were just trying to make it something it wasn't. You know,
like the baby crying didn't work.
Yeah.
Is that a giraffe? We think no one's really
heard
a giraffe.
A goat. Goats on this record more than me, man.
Make sure you get the Old Dominion. It has every farm animal ever recorded on the album,
and a couple that you don't even know about.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Old Dominion. Get the album. It's good to see you guys. Congrats on everything.
Too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.